Wednesday, August 7, 2024. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado. And we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope your week is off to a strong start. Hope that you, your family, your friends, whoever is in your world is staying strong and staying healthy right now. And let's go ahead and jump in because the Paris Olympics are still rolling. And you know, the United States is racking up some medals. They've gotten some medals in gymnastics and in swimming and in track and field, which sounds good unless you lose like that French pole vaulter. And then I think most men would agree they would rather have no medal at all. But that's a different situation.
This is huge!
The women's soccer team is, well, surviving and advancing. And the men's and women's basketball teams are on track for gold medals. We'll see if they can continue to advance. That should be interesting to watch. But, of course, college football is coming quickly. And did you realize we already got the first coaches poll release of the year? Yeah, it has the Georgia Bulldogs at number one with 46 first place votes, followed by Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama filling out the top five. Then we had Ole Miss, high for Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Michigan, Penn State, and Florida State completing that top 10. Now, which of those teams will we realize after the year is horribly overrated? Because every single year, there are a few. And you know, that Georgia ranking is very, very high considering most of those guys can't pass a driver's test. Staying in college football, the Baylor Bears college football team is hoping for a big year. You know, after going just 3-9 last year under new head coach Dave Aranda, the Bears are looking to get back to where they were a few years ago. Remember, Matt Rhule had left for the NFL. And Aranda took over and led Baylor to a 12-2 record and a Sugar Bowl win over Ole Miss. But since that season, Baylor has gone just 9-16. Well, this is the year that Baylor needs to get back to good. So last week, as they ran out for practice, they broke out some new official gear, and it says, "We pay players." Everyone was wearing it. Coaches were wearing it. Players were wearing it. Like, team managers were wearing it. They all had the bright green gear with the message, "We pay players," on them in bright yellow. Is this where we are now in college athletics? We pay players? Not we teach players. Not we treat our players as family. No, no, no. We pay players. Okay. A few thoughts on this. One, you've gone 9-16 the past two seasons, so I'm not sure I'd be bragging about paying anyone, including your coaching staff, right now. But you know, something about this theme, I don't know, it just hits wrong, doesn't it? I mean, a college bragging about paying their players, and you know, a Baptist college at that. Look, I know that NIL is here, and I get it. And yes, I do think players deserve some compensation, but I don't know. This all just feels kind of gross. I mean, what happened to just playing for the love of the game? What about all those players that have come before you? They didn't get paid. And you know, especially like I said, at Baylor. I mean, I don't want to be the old guy yelling like, "Get off my lawn," but I remember back in the day when Baylor football players played for the love of the game. You know, I remember back in the day when Baylor football players raped co-eds for the love of the game. Not because they were getting paid. I don't know. I just don't know if we're going down a good path. Hey, today on the show, football season is coming, and it's coming fast. NFL preseason games are already underway, and the first college football game of the year kicks off in just 17 days. Now, you might not realize it, but there are still a number of teams that right now, they don't know who their starting quarterback is going to be. They might have an idea. They might have a few guesses, but they don't know. Or they do know, and it's real dicey. Well, we're going to be looking at a few of these situations right now and trying to figure out which way these teams are going to go. And let's jump in, because this year in college football, it might be the most anticipated college football season ever. I know that gets thrown around a lot, but think about it. We have conferences that have changed and added a number of teams. We have other conferences that were just, you know, left for dead. And yes, we will be jumping to a 12-team college football playoff this year. That is going to be absolutely wild. But what you might not realize is that a few big-name college football programs, they still have some big decisions to make on their starting quarterback. And let's start out in the SEC on the plains at Auburn, where the Auburn Tigers are still trying to figure out who their starter is going to be. You know, Hugh Freeze went to Auburn last year. And while the Tigers only went 6-7 in his first year, remember, the Tigers had Alabama on the ropes, and then Jalen Milroe made that insane play and crushed Auburn's souls. Well, Hugh Freeze is back, and we know that he has been pretty good in year two. Well, last year, his quarterback, Peyton Thorne, was the starter, but he was far from spectacular. Dude averaged like 135 yards passing per game. So Hugh Freeze is hoping someone else is going to step up, or that even Thorne will just raise his game. Well, backup Robbie Ashford went to South Carolina, so that was his top competition. So now Thorne's top competitors are Hank Brown and Holden Gurner, and then they have a four-star freshman by the name of Walker White who is hoping to get his shot. Now, obviously, Peyton Thorne is the safe pick here, but he's not going to get the fans down at Auburn all that excited. Can someone else generate more excitement? Because the Auburn defense isn't probably going to be great. Freeze needs to get this turned around quick, or he's going to find himself in a little bit of trouble. You know, last year, of course, the Michigan Wolverines won the national championship despite their head coach being suspended for blatant cheating. No one really batted an eye. I hate to get off track, but college sports are insane. And now they're talking about maybe Michigan's going to be in some trouble. From who? The NCAA? Yeah, right. Well, Jim Harbaugh is now back in the NFL, and so is starting quarterback J.J. McCarthy and starting running back Blake Corum. Well, new head coach Ron Moore has got to find a new guy. And because they do also have to replace Blake Corum, this won't be easy. Now, the Wolverines have some options. Jack Tuttle is a seventh-year senior. I know you heard that and thought, hey, Clint, you just made a mistake. No, I did not. Jack Tuttle is a seventh-year senior. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he threw just 17 passes last year. He hasn't been a starter ever at Michigan. Michigan actually had a small role for Alex Orji last year. They would bring him in. He's kind of an electric kid, can run a little bit, can pass a little bit. Davis Warren and Jaden Denegal have been around the program. And Jaden Davis is a top recruit coming in. So the Wolverines have a number of options. But who's going to take that job? I honestly don't know. I would think it would be Alex Orji. He's probably going to be the best option. But this still has to be determined. And understand this. Michigan has Texas early. They need to figure this out quickly, or this season could get away from them, even coming off that national title. Speaking of the Big Ten, the Ohio State Buckeyes have to replace Kyle McCord, who left for Syracuse. If you're wondering if all this transfer portal stuff is good, Kyle McCord left Ohio State for Syracuse. Let that sink in. Well, Ohio State actually went out and got somebody else. They grabbed former Kansas State quarterback Will Howard to take over. Now, Will Howard should be the guy. This should be easy. If anyone else starts, it will be pretty surprising. But head coach Ryan Day said he doesn't have a starter yet. Returning backup Devin Brown and freshman Julian Sayin are Howard's main threats, but this has to be Howard's job, right? I mean, the Buckeyes have a little time to figure things out. Their early schedule is pretty soft. I think Will Howard's going to be the guy. But let's see, because Ryan Day hasn't said that yet. Now, remember, one of those big conference moves will be UCLA, Oregon, Washington and USC joining the Big Ten. Well, the Big Ten is going to be very different for these teams. Travel is going to be a struggle. Weather is going to be incredibly different, and they are going to see some stacked defenses in that Big Ten. And that could be bad news for those USC Trojans, who are still trying to figure out who their starting quarterback is going to be. Now, after spring ball, head coach Lincoln Riley said Miller Moss would probably be the guy. And that's no surprise. I mean, remember last year in the Holiday Bowl against Louisville, Miller Moss lit them up through 6 touchdowns. But they do have a UNLV transfer by the name of Jade Maiva, and he could get local fans screaming for him if Moss does struggle a little bit, because that kid has a knack for making big plays. I could see Moss being the guy, but if he struggles, don't be surprised if they make that switch. And remember this, USC will be tested early against LSU. They better figure this out quick. We'll finish off our college football battles with another team from that new Big Ten via the Pac-12, and that is the Washington Huskies. They are replacing a number of people, including both head coach Kalen DeBoer and quarterback Michael Penix. Well, new head coach Jed Fish and Washington have a few options to choose from. Will Rogers is a steady veteran quarterback. He had 40 starts down at Mississippi State. But then remember, he lost his head coach, Mike Leach, who suddenly passed away back in 2022. Will Rogers has not looked the same since. I hate to say that, but he hasn't. Then you have Demond Williams Jr., who is a little more electric, has a little more exciting big play potential, and he is following Jed Fish from Arizona. These two are going to battle it out. Now, again, Washington has a soft release schedule, so they can take their time, but it will ramp up in a big way in that second half. So Washington is on the clock. They need to find their quarterback quickly. Okay, coming back, we are going to dive into a number of quarterback battles that we are watching in the NFL, including a number of battles where a rookie is trying to get the nod. And, you know, that doesn't always go well. Speaking of that, we also have to get to a Daily Dose top 5 that talks about exactly that. Sometimes starting a rookie, it might be your best option, but it doesn't mean it's the best way to win. So let's move over to the NFL, where we have a number of teams that still have to find their quarterbacks. And a number of these teams, like I said, have a rookie that they're trying to give the reins to. But, you know, when you stop and you think about that, John Elway couldn't do it. Tom Brady couldn't do it. Aaron Rodgers couldn't do it. It is a tough gig. I know sometimes you just give the reins to a rookie and you say, hey, run with the kid. We don't have anything else. But that doesn't always mean it goes well. Let's look at some of these NFL quarterback battles to watch. And let's start in the AFC, where Gerard Mayo takes over for the New England Patriots with Bill Belichick out. And Gerard Mayo is going to have to find himself a new quarterback. Now, the Patriots selected North Carolina quarterback Drake May with the number 3 overall pick. But I'm going to be honest. I'm not convinced Drake May can even beat out Jacoby Brissett, because he is back in New England for another go-round. I don't know. I think the Patriots had better be patient, go with Brissett early, and then wait and see if May develops. But you know how the fans are. They might think they have the next Tom Brady. Let's move next to a very bizarre NFL situation. And that is in Pittsburgh, where the Steelers are going to have some decisions to make. Now, the Steelers got Russell Wilson for a bargain at only like $1 million a year, because Denver is busy paying him like $68 million a year. But Pittsburgh also grabbed Justin Fields. Now, we know Wilson struggled in Denver, but he did show a little bit of life under head coach Sean Payton. He was just such a financial strain to the team. He didn't seem to adapt well to Payton's scheme, so the Broncos shipped him out. Well, if he goes in and he takes the job and he dominates, the Steelers are going to give him the keys. But if he struggles, don't you just cut him or get rid of him and give the job to Fields? Who cares? Fields is a young guy. You can move on with him forward. How many years does Wilson even have left? This battle is going to actually be kind of fun to watch. And by fun, I mean, probably really boring, but still, like, we're going to watch it. Okay. Now, when I say this next team that has a quarterback battle to watch, you might say, Clint, you're crazy. There is no quarterback controversy in Cleveland, and I understand that completely. Hey, the Browns are giving Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, and yet he hasn't looked anything like his former self since returning from Massagegate. Now, backing up Deshaun is, of course, the most unintentionally funny person ever, and that is Jameis Winston. Hey, there is no way Jameis Winston doesn't get a start or two this year. No chance. It's just how life is. It's kismet. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in Cleveland. This could brew into a full-fledged quarterback controversy. Don't say you didn't know. Okay, so we move next to my hometown team, and that, of course, is the Denver Broncos, who are now in full rebuild mode after dumping Russell Wilson and that massive contract. Well, Jarrett Stidham is the veteran quarterback on the roster, so that's not a very high bar. Oregon rookie Bo Nix has come into Denver and has already at times shown flashes of being the guy. Now, we know from his college days, you can have good Bo Nix and you can have bad Bo Nix. Sometimes you can have them on the same play. Head coach Sean Payton says Bo Nix reminds him a little bit of Drew Brees. But we're going to see if he can get him to that level, and it won't be easy. The Broncos really need that offensive line to step up in a big way, no matter who is under center. We stay in the AFC West, but we go to Las Vegas, where the Raiders are trying to find their new quarterback. You know, last year, head coach Josh McDaniels tried to go with Jimmy Garoppolo. That didn't work. The Raiders started the season 5-8. McDaniels got canned. So the Raiders named Antonio Pierce interim head coach. He benched Garoppolo for Aiden McConnell, and the Raiders actually won 3 of the last 4 games. Okay, so the Raiders named Pierce the guy. It's your job. You can have it. This should all roll smoothly, right? Yeah, except McConnell hasn't exactly taken the job. And right now, they're saying in training camp, he is being outplayed at times by journeyman quarterback Gardner Minshew. Hey, the Raiders have some big-time offensive weapons. Davante Adams, Jacoby Myers, Brock Bowers. They've got to do something with all this talent, don't they? 8-9 won't cut it again, but they've got to find themselves a quarterback. Okay, so let's move over to the NFC, where the Washington Commanders are really hoping their era of futility is finally over. Gone is owner Dan Snyder. Gone is head coach Ron Rivera. Gone is quarterback Sam Howell. Now, Dan Quinn takes over as head coach, and the Commanders drafted LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. Well, is Daniels a franchise kind of guy? No idea. Because he was surrounded by a ton of talent down in Baton Rouge. So he's not going to have much pressure behind him because his backup is Marcus Mariota. He's not going to do anything. But can Jaden Daniels stay healthy? We've seen him take big hits. He's not a big guy. That doesn't work in the NFL. That might work playing against Vanderbilt. It won't work playing in the NFL. That's going to be something to watch. The Minnesota Vikings will be a different looking team this year. Quarterback Kirk Cousins is gone, and the defense is in the process of being rebuilt. Well, the Vikings selected Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy with their first round pick. Now, remember, McCarthy wasn't all that flashy at Michigan, but he got the job done. But this isn't Michigan. The Vikings have superstar wide receiver Justin Jefferson. They have Jordan Addison. They have tight end TJ Hawkinson. So does McCarthy come in and take the job, or will the Vikings have to turn the reins over to backup Sam Darnold? I don't know. Right now, Darnold might be the better option. The pressure is going to be on in Minnesota. We finish off with the Carolina Panthers, who most assuredly should not have a quarterback controversy. And yet here we are. Because the Panthers have their guy in second-year quarterback Bryce Young. Here's the problem. His surrounding cast is horrible, and he's built like a fourth grader. So that means he's going to be under constant duress. And here's a stat that kind of sums up the current-day Carolina Panthers. Last year, They never ran a single play in the fourth quarter while having a lead. Not one time. That sounds fake. Their two wins came on last second field goals. They hadn't led. Now, the backup in Carolina is Andy Dalton. Not exactly a guy that raises the blood pressure, but I expect Bryce is probably going to get knocked around a bit, and Dalton could end up seeing time. Hey, the Panthers are a mess. Now, I know preseason football, it's here. And while most of it is honestly pretty unwatchable, you might keep an eye out for these teams that we discussed today, because you just might see someone going out and winning themselves a job. Now, as we do so many weeks here at the Daily Dose, we need to get to our Daily Dose top five. So today, we have been discussing a few of the quarterback controversies that will be coming this year in the NFL. And like we discussed, a number of them involve a rookie quarterback trying to take the reins. Well, we have seen a few rookies come in and be the guy from day one. It's happened. We've seen guys like Joe Burrow, Peyton Manning, Matt Stafford. They came in from the opening day. They took a few lumps, but they became the guy. But we have also seen some all-time greats. Guys like Tom Brady and John Elway and Joe Montana sit on the shelf for a little while, and they kind of seem to benefit from it. Well, today, our Daily Dose Top 5 is counting down five modern-day quarterbacks that started on day one. They were going to be the guy, and then they weren't the guy, and it didn't last at all. We start off at number five. And we go back to the early 2000s, and the Dallas Cowboys, they were going through a bit of a transition. The big three, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, they were on their way out. Dallas was looking to start that rebuild. So in the second round of the 2001 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys selected Georgia quarterback Quincy Carter. He was going to be the guy. He was going to take over for Troy Aikman and keep the Cowboys on top. Carter was even named the starter for week one. But it didn't go all that well. Carter threw too many interceptions. He didn't have much help. He would go 18-16 as a starter. He struggled to hit open receivers. He completed just 56% of his passes. Carter lasted just 3 years with the Cowboys and just 4 years in the NFL. Hey, Quincy Carter looked like he might be the guy. He was the starter on day one. It didn't matter. It didn't work. And he comes in today at number five. We move next to number four, and we go to the Buffalo Bills, who, of course, in and of themselves are a factory of sadness, but the Bills were doing their best to replace their starting quarterback back in 2013. Were they replacing a Hall of Famer? No. A legend? No. They were replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick. So the Bills used their number 16 overall pick on Florida State quarterback EJ Manuel. Now, EJ could throw, and he could run, and he was going to be the guy to finally bring a Super Bowl to upstate New York. Head coach Doug Marrone named EJ the starter over Thaddeus Lewis and Jeff Diehl. Okay, so there weren't many options. But Manuel was the guy. So he started, and he was mostly awful. EJ would end up getting pulled in favor of both of those guys. He would go just 6-11. He would suffer a number of injuries. The Bills would pull the plug on EJ Manuel after four seasons. Hey, he wasn't ready for the job. He was given way too much, way too soon, and it was too much for him. And he comes in today at number four. We arrive at number three. And we get to another guy that looked like he could be the starter. He looked like he would be the longtime starter. He had been very good in college, and he was an older guy. He was more mature. He was more composed. It didn't matter. The Carolina Panthers had had some success under a quarterback by the name of Steve Beuerlein. So they were looking for the next guy to take over for him. They used a fourth-round pick in the 2001 NFL draft on another Florida State quarterback, a Heisman winner by the name of Chris Winkie. Now, Winkie had been a veteran quarterback. He looked like a guy that could come in and win the starting job from day one, and he did. He won the starting job, and He won his first game over the Minnesota Vikings. He threw a touchdown and he ran another. Hey, Winkie's going to be the guy. We found our guy. And then the Panthers didn't win one more game for the rest of the season. Winkie finished the season with 11 touchdowns and 19 interceptions. And that was it. The Panthers pulled the plug. Winkie would play in just 5 more games in the NFL total after that season. Hey, sometimes these guys are expected to do a job they're just not capable of doing. And that was the case with Chris Winkie. And he comes in today at number 3. We reach number 2. And we get to a guy that did actually have all the tools. You know, I remember Cal Berkeley quarterback Kyle Bowler having his NFL pro day. And he threw the ball like 60 yards on one knee. Dude had a cannon. Well, the Baltimore Ravens had won a Super Bowl with a really good defense and a quarterback by the name of Tony Banks. So a talent like Bowler with that defense, the Ravens are going to be a shoo-in for a title, right? So the Ravens drafted Bowler with the 19th pick of the 2003 NFL draft. They made him the guy from day one. Don't screw it up, kid. And guess what? He didn't. The Ravens started 5-3, and then Bowler had an injury. They finished the season 10-6. They lost in the wild card round. Okay, well, this is just going to get better. He was a rookie. Yeah, except it didn't. Bowler did stay healthy in his second season, but he went just 9-7. He got sacked a lot. And then he started to see ghosts. In his third season as a starter, he would go just 4-5 and get injured. And the Ravens brought in Steve McNair. And McNair would take the job over. Well, Bowler would start here and there when McNair would get hurt, but that was it. Overall, Kyle Bowler finished his career with a 20-27 record. Not horrible. He threw 45 touchdowns. Not horrible. He also had 54 interceptions. And he was out of the league completely by 2012. Hey, Kyle Bowler was not a bad quarterback, but he was in a bad situation. And he had trouble finding any real success. He comes in today at number 2. So we reach the number 1 quarterback on our list today of rookie quarterbacks that were named day 1 starters but never quite turned out. And we get to the poster boy for this top 5. Because this guy had it all. He was the guy. He was going to be a success story. He had won the Heisman at Baylor. He was drafted with the number 2 overall pick by Washington, who had a very quarterback-friendly head coach in Mike Shanahan. And get this, he went 9-6 as a rookie. He threw for 20 touchdowns. He had just 5 interceptions, and he won the Rookie of the Year in 2012. This is it. This guy is destined for success, except for one little problem. Robert Griffin III could not avoid injuries. I don't know what it was. He had like that Michael Vick gene. He didn't know when to slide or when to get down or to step out of bounds and not take that big hit. And in the NFL, that is a gene that will kill your career quickly because those guys get paid to knock you out of the game. RG3 would eventually suffer injury after injury after injury, and his career would just unravel. He would finish his career with a 16-26 record, but he just couldn't stay healthy. He was out of the league by 2021, and most of those seasons he was in the league, he ended up just holding a clipboard. The reason we have 4 or 5 teams that may end up going with a rookie starting quarterback is because most of them aren't very good. And I'm warning you, when you put bad teams in a situation of putting a really young guy at the helm, he has to be special or it is going to end in disappointment. I hope these young guys do better. I hope they've learned, but we know from history that is not always the case. Hey, next week on The Dose, we are going to continue to ramp up for the coming college football and NFL seasons. We are going to be taking a closer look at what to expect from the college football and NFL schedules this season. Some very interesting things going on with some of those schedules. Plus, you know, we'll keep you up to date with all that is going on in the world of sports. So be sure to tune in and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for stopping by DailyDoseSports.com every week where we have new things going up. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.
This is huge!